Today's daf is daf Mem Tet. We're holding on the bottom of Mem Chet Omud Beis. We were talking about the idea of Marim Mokum Hulo. So where we have a shinui, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, in which there was a change in, turned out to be the shliach doing something that he had been told to do otherwise. So a guy tells the shliach, or she tells the shliach, be makabel kedushin, in a case where it was easy to do, like using kesev, and instead the shliach went ahead and put out zohav. So there was a machlokas whether there's hakpada, to do things precisely as it is that you're told to do, or whether people will tell something to a shliach just with the idea of making life easier on the shliach so it could be accomplished more easily. So it turned out that that was the machlokas that Rabbi Shimon said, im hit ala shevach mekudesha. As long as there's no problem over here, if it's being a less value or whatever, there's no problem, even though it wasn't done according to the original plan. So today the Gemara wants to show that there are other cases that we've had, and others she taught that agree with Rabbi Shimon, that instructions to an agent are not necessarily meant to be taken literally, but sometimes they're just there to make it easier, meaning they're minimal instructions. And so we're one line up from the bottom of Mem Chet Amud Beit. Om Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Kulhu Svira Lehu, Mara Makom Hulo. There are actually three places where we find Shitot among the Tanaim that hold that when you say something to a shliach, you're only giving him a direction, but you're not telling him absolutely what to do. Rabbi Shimon was our Mishnah, Hodi Amora, where you said silver, but obviously it's okay if it's gold. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we find another Mishnah that's not. Get Pashut, Edav Mitocho, Mekushar, Edav Me'achorav. So as we know, we've had many times in Gittin, there's two basic types of gittin. The normal get is the one that we're used to, which is a contract that's written on the face of the paper and signed on the face of the paper, like a regular contract is. And then we made a special takana called the get mekushar, which was for kohanim, who have vicious tempers, but if they divorce their wives, they can't take it back again. And so we made a get that was very complicated. You write a line, and then you have to sew that line up with the line that's underneath it, and seal it, and then the Adam have to sign on the back, so it looks ends up looking like an accordion baguette with signatures on each fold. So the signature there has to be on the outside of the get, so that if you unfold it, you'll have the get written on one side with a line in between every line, or two lines and two lines, however you do it, and the signature on the back. So there, if you did it the other way around, pashut shekatavoy edav me'achorav, if you write a get pashut with the Adam on the other side, then the Adim are not signed on the get. So it won't be kosher. Or if you have a get mekushar, where the Adim signed on the front of the get and not on the back sides of every fold, both of those cases are possible. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, well, no, because the mekushar, where the Adim were signed on the front side, you could always take out the stitching, make it flat instead of an accordion, and then it would be a regular get. It just would have place between the lines. So that would be the way it was written. So that would be okay. So that so there it's kosher. Okay, none of that is important to us. What's important to us is the next thing, where we're trying to prove that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that when you tell something to a shliach, it doesn't really mean it has to be that way. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, now what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says right now seems to be a non sequitur. I mean, he says, Akol kiminhag medina. Everything shall be done the way it's done in that country. Which is not what we were discussing. I mean, the Tanakhama never discussed how to write a get. They were just saying, whatever the din is, if you're trying to write a get mekushar, if you do it this way, it's possible. If you try to write a get pashut, if you're doing it this way, it's possible. So what in the world is Rav Shimon Gamliel talking about? So we said, what? But the Tanakhama, let le minag medina, what are you trying to say? Did the Tanakhama anywhere indicate that he doesn't hold that you should follow the local customs? V'yomer Ravashi, Ravashi says, the point is that where we're talking about the minhag medina, that has to do with instructions that are given to the person that you wanted to get the get written by. Because you give instructions. Now let's consider. We just defined the type of gittin in a very absolute way. Get mekushar, get pashut, and you can't change it. Now, if you live in a place, ba'atra, the nehigi b'pashut, where everybody uses a get pashut, and you went ahead and you ordered a get to be given, and they made it a get mekushar. Inami bata denigi mekushar, bavale pashut. Or you live in a place where everybody uses a get mekushar, and the guy had it written simply. So everybody agrees that over there, if you told the person what to do, then of course that's theta, because that's the norm, and you certainly didn't just mean the norm by accident. What we're talking about now is an area in which both type of gittin are common. And you order, just get a get written. And the guy goes and he gets this complicated get mekushar written. That's the machlokas where Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is saying, all he means is, as long as this is acceptable locally, that's perfectly okay, even though that's not what you said to the shliach. Was the Tana Kama said, if you said something else, so why would it be kosher? So they're arguing. So Mar Sava Kepeda, so the Tana Kama holds, you mean exactly what you say to the shliach. Umar Sava Mara Makomu, as Yaman Yomar says, you're just giving him general directions. And what's Rebbe Lazar? Well, you said that he too agrees with Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel and Rebbe Shimon. It's not. Aisha She'amra, Hitzkabeli Gitim Makom Ploni. A woman says, look, I want you to go pick up my get in such and such a location and accept it for me. And he goes to another location, which is where the husband was, or the shliach husband was, and he picks it up over there. So the Tana Kama says it's pasul, because when she said she wants it in such and such a location, she meant precisely in that location. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Machshir, Alma Kasavar Mara Makomilo, she's just telling the shliach what she knows. You know, you pick up the get in such and such a place. If the shliach finds out that it's somewhere, that's up to him. But she's only trying to make life easier for him. Okay, anyway, that is now the end of that piece of our discussion of the Mishnah. So now we know we have a machlokas about whether we say Mara Makom, which is just a general model. It doesn't mean literally, obviously, Mara Makom. In the literal sense, it means showing him a path to doing things in a way that's easy and straightforward. Now, question is like this, says Ula, Omar Ula, the whole idea over here is, where we have a machlokas, whether we consider it to be meaningful when he gives instructions. That's dafka, we were talking about Shevach Moma. Rabbi Shimon is ready to say that if the monetary value, that's something that's an objective issue. That's something that's an objective issue. If the monetary value goes up, so then it's okay. But when it comes to other issues that are not as objective, it's in terms of just an outside idea. We're talking about Shevach Yuchasi. The guy is a higher class, or lower class type person. So then we say Divrei HaKol Eina Mekudeshes. If you end up being a higher class individual than she thought, then nobody would say it's Kedushin. Why? My time. Masana Derav Mikaroi Lo Be'ina. I don't want to wear shoes that are too big for my feet. So over there, even though you'll say, I mean, wouldn't she be happy being married to the president? No, actually she wouldn't. She'd much rather have somebody simple because it's too big for my feet. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon also would never say, well, I mean, but it's better. It's not better. Tanya Nami Achi. And in fact, there's a brayta that says what Ula says, that Moda Rabbi Shimon, that im hit'a l'shevach yuchasin, eina mekudeshet. If you turn out that you're fooling her, you're really a Kohen, and you don't tell her you're a Kohen, for instance. So then that's not good condition. You know what? You can see this from our own Mishnah, from the end of the Mishnah, on Amud Beit, we're about to get. Tiktoni, it says over there, Amanat Shani Kohen, Menimtza Levi, or Levi, Menimtza Kohen. Well, the guy says, Amanat Shani Netin. Netin means he comes from the people that fooled Yehoshua into believing that they were not from the Shiva Amamim, and they were. And David ended up answering them to be Boba Kahal. It turns out that he's a mamzer. Or he says, Almanat, that I'm a mamzer. She's a Gioret. And it turns out that he's a Natin. It says, Eina Mekudeshet, and in there, we don't find that there's a machlokes, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't say, Imita L'Shevach Mekudeshet. V'lo Polig Rabbi Shimon. So you see that in that issue, Rabbi Shimon actually would agree that you can't just say, well, it's even better. It's not even better. Says the Gemara, what kind of raya is that? Maskevel, Marbar Rav Ashi. Eladiktoni, I mean, in the end of the Mishnah, it says another thing. It says, Almanat, sheyeshli bat o shivcha migudelet. The guy says, I'm giving you a condition on condition that I have a daughter who lives with me, who's old enough to clean the house, you know, migudelet. Or I have a shivcha that's big enough to take care of the house. And he doesn't have. Now, that issue is a monetary issue, right? And that's Shevach Mamanu. So what are you going to say? I mean, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue on that either in the second part of the Mishnah. Are you going to try to tell me he doesn't argue? Why wouldn't he argue? Ela Polik. You're saying he's Polik. Where is Polik in the Reisha? And you're supposed to understand yourself. What then was safer? Why do we have to keep explaining every time? So that's what you would say about the Shivcha business. So Hachanami, I mean, maybe that's true about the Kohen Valevi or the Netin V'Mamzer business as well. Hachanami is Polik B'Reisha V'Adin L'Seifa. Says the Gemara, come on, that's not comparable at all, Achiyashta. If you're talking about a continuation of the Reisha, so the Reisha is talking about the difference between silver and gold, the Seifa is talking about the difference between a guy who owns household help or doesn't. I mean, both of those issues are monetary issues. So since both of them are monetary issues, obviously you don't have to repeat the fact that Rabbi Shimon is Chalek. So there you could say Polik B'Reishva than the Seifa. But here you're introducing a new concept. Because in the Seifa, where you started talking about Kohen V'Levi or Netin V'Mamzer, you're introducing an idea of Shevach Yosef. So if, in fact, Rabbi Shimon would argue with Shevach Yosef, you don't think you have to tell us? So Imita the Polik, if he's arguing, why don't you mention it? That's one approach. And I think it's still a good right. Now, another approach is the opposite direction. That the difference between having the daughter who's Megadelet or the Shivcha, the maid that works in Hatzim Megadelet, is also the equivalent of Shevach Yuchasin. Why? Because what did you think? You thought Megudelet. Don't you realize Megudelet's a funny word? So you think Megudelet means what? That she's growing up? I mean, so you would have said Gedola, not Sheshipat Gedola. So you think Megudela means Gedola Mamash, that she's old enough to use a vacuum cleaner. That's what we're talking about. Megudelet means Gadelet. Gadelet, now Rashi learns Gadelet means that she's she's a university graduate. You know? So therefore, people are going to pay attention to her. Tosus learns Gadelet is from the word the Gemara uses for Mary Magdalene, right? Megadelet. What does that mean? So the Gemara uses it means that she's a hairdresser. Megadelet Sara Danashi. So, right, so that was the town where all the hairdressers came from. So, she's a hairdresser, in which case she's going to be going around town. And as hairdressers usually do, they talk, they chatter while they do your hair, right? So then the reason that she says, I don't want, you think you're telling me, you know, I'm not, she actually... that I don't have a bat megadelet. But she does. That's great. You think it's a great idea that there's a hairdresser that works in the house? No. The Amrahi, I have no interest. Lo nechli, the shakla mila minoi, vazla nadia kamishimu vatai. I do not want somebody in the house that takes my words and goes blabbing all around the neighborhood. So over here, if she's a university graduate, the people are going to take her seriously. I don't need somebody people take seriously. Or if it means she's a hairdresser, that's even worse. Absolutely. Tana Rabban, Amanach Ani Karyana. A guy says, I'm a reader. A reader means he knows how to read. So given Shikarash Loshab Sukim Beta Knesset, Arezim Kadasha. The guy can read three psukim for an aliyah. That's also a reader. No, not a Balkar. We'll see. A Balkar is something different. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it's not enough just to read. You have to be able to read and translate. Achi Krovi Yitargein. Translate. Well, you think translate's a good thing? We're going to allow everybody to run around translating the way he wants to translate. Rabbi Yehuda says, somebody who translates a pasuk literally, I raise a bad die. The guy's a phony. Somebody who adds his own explanations in the pasuk is worse than a phony. He's a macharef and a magadev. Mr. Rabbi Nachmanano brings an example. If he says it literally, so it says, Vayu'u et Elohei Yisrael. They saw the God of Israel. Yes, the God of Israel. You see the God. If you translate that literally, it's stupid. You're a phony. And if you add in translations, well, it means he saw a malach who represents, it's also a god mechara from a godif, from the presence of the Shekhinah, on a malach. So you have to utilize the Targum as Unklus did it, where it's perfectly balanced. You can't go around there taking out things, adding things with your pshat. What are you going to end up with? The JPS, the Chumash. So either you're a badai or you're a macharev or megadet. Elamai targum, targum didan. When it says a targum, it means our targum. The targum is given together with the chumash. That Unklus wrote. But this is only if you said karyana. I can't take it when they do it. Karyana means it, of course. They know how to read. But if he says, I am a kara means I'm a balkere. That means already I'm a professional. a professional, that means adekori, oraita, nevi'i, ketuvi, b'diuka. Over there, you'd have to be a bucky in the entire Tanakh to be able to read it correctly out of a parchment and to read it with b'diuk. I mean, it depends how you do it. Amanat shani shone. Now, shone usually means mishnayot, right? This guy says, I know how to be shone. So Chizkiah says, what does shone mean? It means halachot. Rashi learns halachot, because shone is a lashon of mishneh. The mishneh is basically the way in which we have halachot. Rashi learns it means halachot, meaning only halachot l'mashe mizinah. Others say it means, I mean, whatever, Mishnah Berurah. In other words, I'm shone, I could tell you over some halachas. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it means Torah, which we thought meant Torah means the Torah shebichtav, which doesn't make any sense, because Mishnah never means, I mean, it's the opposite of Torah. Mishnah always means the organized presentation of that which comes out of the Torah. So how could you say it? Main thing, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Amanat Shani Shoneh means Torah? It says, Ezoi Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer Halachot, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Midrash, Midrash meaning not what we call the Medrash Rabbah, but Midrash, the Droshas, like the Sifra, the Sifri, where you go into the Diyukim in the Pasuk that show you where the Halachot are derived. But it's also a function of Halachot. It certainly doesn't mean Sukkim. No, no. What do you think Rabbi Yochanan meant? That's what he meant when he said Torah. He meant the way that the Halachot come from the Torah. He meant Midrash Torah. So it's enough if he tells you, but Hani Milu D'Yomar Tanina. That's if he says, I have learned. But if he says, I am a Tana, that's pretty professional, right? So if he says, Ter Tana'ana, so he has to be a Baki. Hilchasa, Sifra, Sifri, Tosefta. He's got to be a Baki in all the Halachot as they are at the time, and the Midrashim from where they come. That's the, you can't just have something loose. What happened here? Ran out of space. Okay, let's see some other cases. The guy says, Amanat Shani Talmid. Now, that's different. He said, Talmid means I'm a perennial Talmid. So apparently he's a Kayol guy, you know. He never gets anywhere. So that means, Enom Rif Kishime Ben Azai, Kishime Ben Zeman, they were also always Talmidim, and they never got Smicha. So Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, they spent their whole lives learning. But he doesn't have to be like that. He's got to know something. If you can find somewhere that he's learned, that he can say something. I mean, I feel in Masechet Kala, even if it's just what they're learning in Masechet Kala, which many learn means the Daf Yomi, essentially. In other words, what everybody happens to be learning at that time. So that's the one thing that he knows, what he learned that morning, you know. Or some of the Masechet Kala is what you learn before the 30 days before the Chag. Or it means during the Kala period where everybody comes together to have like a vacation time where they do some learning. Or Rashi learns it means literally Masechet Kala, which is that Braita that talks about Kala without a Ksuga, as a Surah Taharas. Okay, which is something that's like not a normal Masechet. So, you see, the problem is here, gentlemen, is that this is used in the opposite way in other places. Like I say in Shabbos where it says some Ezeu Talmud Chacham, Kol Shomer Halacha B'chol Makom, Afil Masechet Kala, over there means he has to know everything. Even Masechet Kala. And over here, obviously, it's coming to say, he doesn't have to know very much. It's enough. That, so the way that we define Masechet Kala may be different depending on the context. Or if a guy says, Amanat Shani Chacham, what does he have to be a Chacham? He doesn't have to be Kechachme Yavna. What, he has to be like the Sanhedrin. He doesn't have to be able to be like Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. You ask him to explain something to you that he would have to work out on his own, and he can explain it to you, the Omra. That's enough. A guy says, Amanat Shani Gibor. So what does he have to be? He has to be Shimshon HaGibor. Or he has to be Avner Bener, Yoav Ben Zruya. I mean, it's enough that he's a bully in school, and Koshi Chaverav Bityarimi Menu, Ibn Gvurato. People are scared of him. So it's all local, relative, you know. Amanat Shani Ashir. Say, you know, I'm in Karebi Elazar ben Charso, where the Gemara says his father left him 1,000 ships at sea, and he had 1,000 towns that he was collecting taxes from. And he doesn't have to be like that. Or Karebi Elazar ben Azariah, where we spoke about the insane, what did he have over there? Just his Meiser Behema was 12,000 agolos every year. That's pretty good for Meiser. He doesn't have to be that kind of rich. It means locally, he's rich. Riches are all relative. They'll give him a good aliyah because he gives a good donation to shul. That's also rich. Amanat Shani Tzadik. There, even if it's a Russia gomer, it's Mekudesh. Because Shema Yer Tshuva Bedaito. He's saying, Amanat, that I'm a tzadik. I mean, maybe he really, really intends to do tshuva. Or if he says, Amanat Shani Rasha, even if he's known as a tzadik gomer, he's also Mekudesh. Because maybe it was Maharad Varavaris Kechovim Bedaito. And then we said before that that's belibam, mantvais yisrael belibam. And, you know, I mean, the truth is everything is like really relative. I mean, asara kavim chokhmah yardu la'olam. There were 10 measures of wisdom that came down to the world. 9 of them were put in Eretz Yisrael, and the rest was put in the rest of the world. Le'afet kol olam kulo. Asara kavim yofi yardu la'olam. There were 10 measures of beauty. Tish'a natla Yerushalayim ve'achat kol olam kulo. Asara kavim ashirut yardu la'olam. There were 10 measures of wealth. Tish'a natlu romim. So 9 of the out of the 10 were taken by Rome. Now, some have over here this the censor put in the early Romans, romim kadmonim, so that it shouldn't be a reference to the Vatican. They had stolen all the money, and people were not very happy with the church. So they but it actually, the correct years is natla romi, which actually included the Vatican. So the Gersa that we have over here is the censor's Gersa. Incorrect. V'yachad kol olam kulo, and the rest was the rest of the world. Asara kavim aniyut yardu l'olam. There were 10 measures of poverty. Tish'a natla bavel v'yachad kol olam kulo. There were also 10 kavim of gassut, of arrogance, came to the world. 9 of them are in Elam. The rest is spread around the rest of the world. Wait a minute. That's not true. Gassut, Babel, and Nachid. You're telling me people in Babel aren't like arrogant? V'aktivam, it's a ferish apasik. Here we have this whole story in which Zechariah sees this vision of this enormous container, an epha. And he sees inside now of this epha, this the Gemara says, a remes, the Yetzer Hara, and they sealed it up with lead. That was all Maisa. The Gemara talks about it in Sanhedrin. So it says over there, V'aseinai, I lift up my eyes, says Zechariah. V'era v'ineshtaim nashim yotzot. I see these two women that are going, v'ruach b'chanfeyen. There's these two women that are flying around like witches. And there's ruach. Now, ruach is always a remez to arrogance, stuck up in this, right? So it's ruach. It's called ruach gavoa. So obviously it's a reference to being stuck up. And it says, so the chasida is full of chanifa, we say. It's always licking up to people, trying to we never find a proper word for chanifa. We spoke about it so many times.
Flattery,
yeah, but that's really not it. It means buying into a whole culture of phoniness in which people, good morning, in which people pretend to be, you know, nice to people and being kind to people, but they're cursing you in their brains. It's all false. It's all falseness. As the Gemara says, that's what has destroyed societies. And I mean, that's the Chasida represents that. She's called the Chasida because she's osot chesed im chavroteha. Vatis'ena ta'ifa ben ha'aretz u'ben ha'shamayim. They lift this up, and it's hanging there in midair. So I say to the Malach, what the heck is that supposed to be? Ana hema molichot ta'ifa. Where are they taking this eifa that's full of evil? Oh, she says to me, v'yomer elai livnot la'bayit beret shinar. They want to build a nice home for this Eifa in the land of Shinar, which of course is Babel. Now, this Eifa has been carried by arrogance and Hanifa, which seems to be saying that they're going to settle in Babel. So, and you're saying that, no, it didn't settle in Babel, it's in Elam. How do you explain that?
Where's Elam?
Elam now is part of Babel in the general sense, but it's not Babel. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, zo chanufa v'gasut ha'ruach, sheyordu l'bavel. And you said it didn't go to Bavel. You said that Elam was the one that got the gasut ha'ruach. Says the Gemara, no. L'hacha nachid, they did land in Bavel, but nobody tells you where they went after they landed. I mean, ishtarbuve, or the ishtarbuve la'atam. Then it sort of rolled to Elam and settled in Elam. So the landing was made in Bavel. But as far as where it became part of the whole nature, the way people are, it was in Elam that it ended up. Deikonami, by the way, if you look at the pasuk, you'll see that that's true, because diktani livnot la by it. First we're talking about two women, and now it says to build for her. How come only one of the women is building a home? Right? Why doesn't it say that livnot lahen by it? That's one pshat. Tosis doesn't like this pshat for the simple reason that the antecedent of the pronoun is not the women. The antecedent is the eifa, and the eifa is correctly termed la. So therefore, he buys into Rashi's other approach, which is leave the note, which we always understand as meaning to build, but it never happened. Like we had by Shlomo. Az amar Shlomo, leave the note. The Mizbeach for Kamosh and so on. But he didn't really do it. But the thought of doing it. So year two means it landed there, but didn't settle there. Okay, Shema Aminu.
What is an Eifa?
An Eifa is a container that contains an Eifa. Which means, actually, this, I'm glad that you asked, because the Ritva says, the remez over here to two things is that it's 18 kav, the Eifa, which is 9 kav of Chanifa, and 9 kav, and 9 kav of Gasut HaRuach. That's the diuk. Why? How do you get an Eifa? Why do we say two things? So the diuk is because it's 18. We said 9 plus 9. Yeah. They're carrying a container that is filled with evil. Evil, Yetzer Hara, which was then sealed up in there. Yeah, but Paras and Bavel ended up at that point being the same place. In other words, that was the extended Bavel, it's Persia. But it's, I mean, there's still, we have the ruins of Elam.
Well, that's the point of this whole, this night and one thing, descending into the world, and who's in one place versus the other. I mean, what's...
Well, because we started talking about what we mean when we refer to Chochmah, what we refer to as Mishnah. In other words, we generally refer to something which isn't the whole thing. It's an indication of something. And that's how we use the word. It's important to define that legally. That we don't mean that there's some type of absolute standard. So we're saying it's the same thing. You can find a culture or, you know, a type of thing which represents something, but it doesn't mean that that's what the person is referring to. It means some element of it. You can say somebody's arrogant. He doesn't have to be someone who's so arrogant that everybody who walks down the street is like, my God, look at that. Okay, so that's saying here too, there's certain cultural issues. Again, that's within our context. Obviously, there's a lot of other levels of meaning over here. But in terms of our Gemara, that's the Pasha.
The wealth wouldn't come to Yerushalayim.
What's that?
What about the wealth that didn't come to Yerushalayim?
Well, but that's the Akev Esav. Ultimately, it comes to Yerushalayim, right? He says, is that true? I thought, Omar Marsim in the Gasut Aniyut. I thought that Gasut is represented by poverty. And Aniyut, I mean, you said Aniyut is in Bavel, so then that ought to mean that Gasut is also there. No. When we said Aniyut, we said that it's sin in the Gasut, Aniyut doesn't mean poverty. It means Aniyut in Torah. And I'll show you that that's true, by the way, about Elam. Because, you know what it says in Shir HaShirim? Achot lanu kitana v'shadayim einla, right? Ma la'asot l'achotenu b'yom shidu barba. So we have a small sister who doesn't have any breasts. What are we supposed to do with her? Now that sister, remember, is always a reference to wisdom, right? Because it says, emor l'chokhma achotiyat. So something that you're supposed to be deeply connected to. So when you say that she doesn't have any breasts, we know that breasts is always a reference to suckling with wisdom. So the difference between a Talmud Chacham, that's why Moshe and Aaron are breasts. That's connected in the Oran, right? They suckle Yisrael with wisdom. So if you say we have an Achot who has no breasts, you're referring to Talmid Chachamim who are unable to teach. And it says, what is that a reference to? Omer Yochanan Zo Elam. Because Elam was Zocha Lilmod. Why is Zocha Lilmod? Meaning that there were tremendous Chachamim there, because Mordechai was in Elam, like it says, with Ani Be'elam, that's written for us. And we find that there was Daniel was in Elam in the end, right? And nonetheless, there was nobody there that they were able to teach. We don't find anyone that came from there. So that Zachtu Lilmod, Velo Zachta Lilamed, and there was nobody there that we find came. And that's the Shadayim Einla, that there was, I had nobody that I could teach. Mashain came, when it comes to Ezra, who was in Bavel, there it says, Beferish kehechin levavo lelamed liYisrael choko mishpat. So he was zocha to be the equivalent of Moshe Rabbeinu in his door, that he was able to teach choko mishpat, whereas Mordechai and Daniel, who says Beferish, he says, va'ani, he says, I was b'shushan abirah asher be'elam. So that means that he's identifying himself as being in a horrible place, and that's what's being gorim him, that he's unable to do anything with his life. So that means that Elam indeed is a place that is oni b'Torah. There's nobody that can pick up learning there, and that's because, as we know, Torah only goes to one who is oni. it was Anav, meaning like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Torah goes downhill like water, and it's drawn to people who don't think they know the answers. If you think you know the answers, then obviously you're not open to learning anything. Hasora kavim gvura yardu l'olam. Tisha natlu parsim and the rest kol olam kolo. Hasora kavim kinim yardu l'olam. You know, want to know where all the bugs are in this world? They're all in Mudai. Hasora kavim kshafim yardu l'olam. 9 out of the kishuf in the world went to Mitzrayim, the rest of the world. Hasora kavim nigaim yardu l'olam. It's all types of diseases. 9 of them went to the chazirim. The rest is the other species. Asara kavim znut yardu l'olam. You should know, 9 of them the Arabs got. So the Arabs are waiting for their 72 virgins. That's because that's their vision of the world. That's what the Rambam always, whenever he talks about Arabs, he always says, hashtufim, hashtufim b'siman. Yeah, so that's the znut, that's the znut yardu l'olam.
We don't think of it that way, though.
Oh, absolutely we do. What are you talking about? Sex capital of the world? There you go. I mean, there's a... These are places where all of these Muslim places are supposedly so that are so holy. That's where people go. Asara kavim azut yardu l'olam. Tisha natla mishan. This is azus. Azus is a reference to also mamzerut. We're going to see later on that was the makom of mamzerim settled in mishan. Asara kavim sicha yardu l'olam. Tisha, you're the guys that have to tell me about that. Tisha natlun nashim, so 9 out of the 10 of yakking went to women. The rest you can have everybody else sharing. Asara kavim shichrut yardu l'olam, so 9 out of the 10 of drunkenness went to the blacks. Natlu kushim, this gemara is not going to be popular. Asara kavim sheina yardu l'olam. There are 10 kavim of sleepiness, 9 of them went to Avadim, and the rest were everybody else. Avadim are always tired for some reason.
It's interesting because we had some idea of intelligence guys that listened in on our conversation. That was part of the intelligence stuff. He said they have the filthiest mouths. You couldn't believe how they
did. Yeah, that's true.
Speak for it. Are you talking about Aaron?
Yeah, I'm talking about all they do is talk about sex.
Oh. All right. Are you ready, dear President? Amanat shani kohen, as we saw before, v'nimtza levi, levi v'nimtza kohen. Amanat shani nitin, v'nimtza mamzer, or mamzer v'nimtza nitin. Amanat shani ben ir, v'nimtza ben krach, or amanat shani ben krach, v'nimtza ben ir. Now, living in the big city, believe it or not, there's some people that actually want to live in a big city. But bepashtis, I mean, if a guy says, I come from a smaller town, and it turns out that he lives in Manhattan, that's a disaster. Because as Rashi says, well, who would want to live in Manhattan? It's full of shops. It's full of expenses. A yoker matsui. And you can't get across the street without being pushed and shoved by people all around. Why would anybody intelligent want to live in a place like that?
No.
Well, you never know. So there's some people where he says, I'm a Ben Krak. It turns out that he's a Ben Ir. That's something that's against it, not for him. Anyway, that's how Rashi learns. Others learn that it doesn't mean where I'm living, it means where I come from.
Says
a lot about a person. So does she want somebody? So, no, it's actually the city boy, according to those Rishonim, is viewed as somebody who's going to be a go-getter. But if he's a go-getter, he may be able to bring in more money, but he's never going to be at home. Whereas if it comes from an ear, he's not going to be, he doesn't have that kind of aspirations, but at least she's going to have him nearby. A woman prefers to have a husband nearby than have a husband who's bringing in money. Well, yeah, but that's, it's also true. Yeah, no, right, yes, it is tiflis, but it doesn't necessarily mean using that literally. Or he says, Amanat shebeiti karov lemerchatz. We've got the bathhouse near the house. It turns out to be far. Where he says, on condition that it's far, so you have all of the noise and the smells, and it turns out that it's near. Or Amanat sheyeshli bato shivcha megudelet, and we said what that was in Amanala, ve'einlo. Or Amanat sheinlo ve'yeshlo. Amanat sheinlo banim. He says, on condition I don't have any kids from another marriage, and he does. Or Amanat sheyeshlo ve'einlo. Anyway, in all of these cases, v'kulan afa pishamra bilibi haya, If she says, but I, you know, he said that, but I didn't really care. I mean, it made no difference to me. So why should we say that it's batal? Anyway, in a mekudeshet. It still would be not a good kedushin. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, because dvarim shebalev inam dvarim, things that you keep in your heart and don't define are not considered to be definitive. V'cheini yishi ta'atov, she does the same thing to him, and it turns out she isn't what she represented. Maybe she's better. But it's the same problem in the other direction, too.
Is this all because you put a t'nai that you're not fulfilled?
Well, it's, yeah, you said it's t'nai. And she says she didn't care about the time. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter, right? Because you did not accomplish
that. Right. Now, Hugavra, this is a very contemporary story. Hugavra does Zavi Nirse Adaiti Lamesik Laretz Yisrael. The guy sells his house and everything that he's getting. He's making aliyah. So he's in touch with Nefesh B'Nefesh. They promise him a job, which of course never shows up. So now he wants to go back, and he wants his money back. He wants to give the money back, take his house. He made a big mistake, didn't give himself that little bit of leeway, you know. He's saying, I mean, everybody knows the only reason I sold my house was because I was making aliyah. If I would have known I couldn't get a job, I never would have sold my house, and so on and so forth. But be'idna d'zovin, at the time that he was selling it, he didn't make any conditions. Lo amar v'lo mi, he didn't say anything. It's just everybody knew he was planning on making aliyah, but he didn't say, I'm only selling because of that. Amar Rava, well, it's too bad, said Rava. V'dvarim shebalev, v'dvarim shebalev, v'enem dvarim. These are unarticulated conditions. And unarticulated conditions, despite the fact that we may know the conditions of your life, are not sufficient to define the nature of a sale. Min ale l'Rava, how does Rava know that unarticulated conditions are unimportant? Is it from the following halacha, where it says, we learn out from the pasuk, where it says, im ola korbano min habakar, zachar tamim yakrivenu. So he has to bring his korban, and then it says, al petach alo moed, yakrivo toliritzono. Now, if you already said yakrivenu, why do you have to say yakrivo toliritzono? You could just say yakrivenu liritzono. This teaches us that others can be makrivim, meaning the bezdin can drag the guy kicking and screaming, who's saying, I don't want to bring a korban olas. They smash him in the mouth. He says, you sure? Okay, I want to bring a korban olas. So malamit shekofinoto, they can force him to do what he said he's going to do. Yocho bal kocho, you might think when you say you could force him, it means against his will. No, of course. It says, liritzono. It's only if he wants it. So how do you explain that? I mean, if you're forcing him against his will, it must mean that you keep beating him up until he says, okay, I won, okay? So kofinoto achyomar rotzeani. So, now, look, you know perfectly well that the guy does not want, and he's only saying, I do want, because you're beating him up, right? So why is that considered to be liritzono? Vamai. Habili belo nechle, he's not happy about this, and nonetheless, we're accepting it as prima facie. He's saying that I want. Okay, you're saying that you want. He's bleeding and hobbling, but he's saying that he wants. Elalav must be mishum damrina dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. So Rava says, you see from here clearly, as long as the guy is saying X, even though he means Y, it's too bad. We go according to what he's saying. So even though over here he meant that he wants to go on Aliyah, but he said, I want to sell my house. That's all he said. Says, that's not a good raya. Because maybe that's because we really do believe him. We believe that deep down the guy is happy about the fact that he's being forced to bring the korban because he really wants a kapara for what he said. I mean, that's why he said it in the first place. It was hard for him, but he's happy that somebody's dragging him, albeit kicking and screaming, but at least he's going to get it done. And there's lots of things in life like that. We do kicking and screaming, but we're happy that it's getting done. And the Elam is safe. So actually it would be from the next piece. If a Bezdin has decided that a man has to divorce his wife, and he's absolutely refusing to divorce his wife, or a Bezdin has decided he has to free his Eved, and he absolutely refuses, so we beat him up until he does it. But you can't give a get if you don't want to. No, he says, I want to give her a get. I want to give her a get. So it says that that's a good get. Why is it a good get? By my mind. He doesn't want to give it. And we know he doesn't want to give it. He's only giving it because we're beating him up. So clearly, says Rava, that proves that what a guy says in his heart is not what counts. It's what he says with his mouth. He's saying, I want to give the get. Give the get. So that's enough. Says Rava, no, there too. V'dil m'shani hatam. Maybe the reason that that's called okay is Bishum the mitzvah l'shmah divrei chachamim. It's also because deep down the guy really does want to do what's right. And he's happy that Beis Din is forcing him to do what's right. But Enochinami on something where we don't think that there's a fundamental or underlying desire to do what he's doing, then maybe indeed we wouldn't say that just because he's saying it, it's okay. Yeah, so that's not a good enough proof.
But
if the Goya wouldn't work.
Even if the Jewish
base
in order
it wouldn't. No, that's not necessarily. No. Yeah, but this is not. Does a get Musa Shiloh al Pibezdin? If the get is Musa al Pibezdin correctly, then we say this. But this is really the reason that it's kosher. The Rambam actually passes a halacha that since the guy ultimately does want to do what the Torah is mechayev him, that's why it's kosher. But if it's not what the Torah is mechayev him, then it's a get muser, and then the fact that he says it wouldn't be kosher, because we know he doesn't want to do it. Elam Rav Yosef Mihocha. You know where we know it from? A guy gives a woman kedushin, okay? A kaddish et isha. And he says, oh my God, I thought she was a kohenet. I would never have married somebody who wasn't a kohenet. What do you think I am anyway? Anyway, very levia. I don't want this. She's only a levia. I would never have married a levia. Or he wants to marry a Leviyah, and a Kohenet, and he doesn't want her. Or he thought she was poor. It turns out she's rich. Who wants to marry one of these Japs? Or he wanted to marry Dafka, one of these girls who's rich. It turns out she's poor. But she didn't fool him. He was the guy who jumped to the wrong conclusion. So why would he's saying it's not. He's saying, I thought. What? Why in the world would we say she's Mekudeshet? We could say it's a Suffolk Mekudeshet, because maybe we believe him, but I mean, is it not a problem? We're saying she's Vaday Mekudeshet because who cares what he's claiming? Did you say that's what you intended? No. So then Dvarim Shabalei Venom Dvarim? Amalei Abayim, maybe it means really a Suffolk. Maybe it's Dilma Shani Hatam Dila Chumra. We have to assume that she's Mekudeshet, but maybe Lakula we wouldn't say it. I mean, it could mean that he needs to give her a get, but maybe it really isn't another kedushin. Let's say if she accepted kedushin from somebody else, so she would need a get from that guy too, because maybe it's true what this guy is saying, so maybe she should need a second get. How do you know from here, in an absolute sense, that dvarim shebalev einam dvarim? And that we shall see tomorrow, but obviously we understand where we are headed. We are headed towards our own Mishnah, which is always the best place to go when you're in the Gemara. Omer Abaye, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Kulos Yirlu Mara Makomulo, Rabbi Shimon Ode Amaran, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ditznan, Gate, Pashut, Eda Bitocho, Mekushar, Eda Meachorab, Pashut, Shikatavo, Eda Meachorab, Mekushar, Shikatavo, Eda Bitocho, Shnei Empsulim, Rabbi Kalina Ben Gamliel, Omer, Mekushar, Shikatavo, Eda Bitocho, Kasher, Shiachola Soto Pashut, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Hakol Kimin Haga Medina. And we ask, what in the world does that have to do with what we're talking about? V'tanakama letle minag medina. V'yomer abashi. We're talking about an atu danigibu poshut vavala mekusher, or b'atu danigibu mekusher vavala poshut. Obviously, kule amalo pligin devada, if a guy orders a get, it has to be kiminag medina. Ki pligi b'atu danigibu bein b'poshut, bein b'kushar. And a guy says, write me a get poshut. V'yozu vavala mekushar. So Mar Sabah Kpedo, Mar Sabah is just trying to make life easier. Now that's Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar. That's not. Aishar Shem Rait Kabeli Giti Mimakom Ploni. And he goes, and he finds the husband of the Shliach in another place. And he was Mekabelo Giti Mimakom Acher. Says the Tanagam, it's possible. Rabbi Elazar Makshir. Amakasabah Mara Makom. Omarullah. This whole machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah and the Tanakhama is only b'shevach mamon. Avo b'shevach yuchasin, for sure, it's not mekadosh, even alib the Rabbi Shimon. My time, because you know how the saying goes. Masana derav mikaroi lo ba'ina. Tanya na miyachi, modi Rabbi Shimon and mitala shevach yuchasin, ena mekadosh. Om Rav Ashi, well, you could see this in the Mishnah itself. Nina amideket tani. Amanachini koin v'nim tzalevi, levi v'nim tzakoin natin, v'nim tzamamzer, mamzer v'nim tzanatin. And there, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. Matkev amar baravashi. What does that prove? Elodiktani. There it says also, "Manat sheyeshli bat or shivcha megudelat veinlo." Or "Manat sheyin lo veyeshlo." We're over there. It's definitely shevach mamon, isn't it? And achinami lo polig. Elo polig bereishu. But then the sefer. Why not say the same thing about the yochasim? Achinami polig bereishu. But then the sefer. Ach, come off it, man. Achi hashta. So there you could say it's the same thing. But we're introducing a new idea of Shevach Yuchsinu. See, he meet the Polik. Why doesn't he say so? You could say that Megudelet is also Shevach Yuchsin. What did you think Megudelet meant? Gedola mamash for vacuum cleaners. My Megudelet gadelet. But there the woman can say, lo nechali, the shakla milaminoi. She goes around, nadia kamish bivutai. Tana Rabbanan, amanach ani karyana, just means kibin shakar shaloshim sukbekah. This is, well, I mean, it's not enough. He just puts the letters together. I mean, he has to know how to translate. Achi yikrava yitargim. What do you mean yitargim? What? Just whatever he wants. Vatani Rabbi Yudom Ramatargim, pasuk et surato, reza badai, vamosif alav, reza mechareif, megadeif. Ela my targum, our targum. Vahani mila di omer like karyana. But if he says, I'm a real kara, so then ad de kario raita navi ketuvi bidiyuka. Amanach ani shone. So chizki omer alachot. Rabbi Yochan omer Torah. Torah? Meitvei. Ezoi mishne, Rabbi Meir omer alachot, Rabbi Yochan omer midrash. But nobody says Torah. No, he meant Torah means midrash Torah. Anyway, but again, hani mila di omer la tanina ana. But if he says tana ana, so then he's got to be a real professional. Adetani, Yochata, Sifra, Sifri, Tosefta. How about if he says, Amanach ani talmid? Does it have to be like Shimei ben Azai, Shimei ben Zema? Even if it's just Masech Tekala. How about if he says Shani Chacham? Say, no, Rim Kechach Meyavne, Rabbi Akiva v'chavera, Kosher Shalim Ato Dvar Chochma v'chomakom v'omra. Amanat Shani Gibor, no, Rim Kechavne Benero, Kiyoav ben Zruya, Kosher Chavera, V'mityarim Imenu, V'pnei Gvurato. Amanat Shani Ashir, אינו אומרים כרבי אלעזר בן חרסו וכרבי אלעזר בן עזריה. כל שבני הירו מכבדים אותו מבני יושרו. אמנת שאני צדיק, אפילו רשע גמור מקודשת, שמעירר תשובה בדעתו. אמנת שאני רשע, אפילו רשע צדיק גמור מקודשת, שמעירר דבר עבודת כוכבים בדעתו. עשרה קבים חוכמה ירדו לעולם, תשעה נטלה ארץ ישראל ואחד כל העולם כולו. עשרה קבים יופי ירדו לעולם. תשעה נטלה ירושלים אחד כל העולם כולו, עשרה קבים השירות ירדו לעולם, תשעה נטלו רומי ואחד כל העולם כולו, עשרה קבים עניות ירדו לעולם, תשעה נטלה בבל ואחד כל העולם כולו, עשרה קבים גסות ירדו לעולם, תשעה נטלה אילם ואחד כל העולם כולו. What? גסות ובבל לא נחית? והכתיב ועשה עיניי ורב הנה שתיים נשים יוצאות, ורוח כנפיהם, which is גסות, אינן הכנפיים ככתפי החסידה, which is חניפה, ותיסנה תעיפה בין הארץ ובין השמיים. ואומר למלאך הדובר בי, היי, אנחנו מהליכות את העיפה. ואומר אליי, לבנות לבית בארץ שינר. ואומר רבי יוחנן, what is the 18 over here of the two women? זו חנופה וגסות הרוח. שירדו לבבל. And you're saying, no, it only went to אילם. לא, לאח הנחית, שתרבו ויודו, שתרבו ולאטם. Dekanami diktani livnot la bayit or livnot la bayit shvamina. Any v'yomar mar simin agasut aniyut and aniyut is in bavel. You said no, no, no. That means aniyut the Torah. Dechtiv achot anu kitano v'shadayim ein la. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan zo elam shezachta lilmod velo zachta lelamed. Asra kabim gvura yardu lolam tishanatu parsim. And the rest of the world. Asar kavim kinim yordu lo amtishanat lo madai. Asar kavim kshafim yordu amtishanat lo mitzrayim. Asar kavim negoyim yordu lo amtishanat lo chazirim. Asar kavim znut yordu lo amtishanat lo arabia. Asar kavim azut yordu lo amtishanat lo mishan. Asar kavim sicha yordu lo amtishanat lo nashim. Asar kavim shichrut yordu lo amtishanat lo kushim. Asar kavim shina yordu lo amtishanat lo תשענת לו דף יומי, אני מן הבונים, ואחד נתנו כל העולם כולו. על מנת שאני כהן, ונמצא לוי, לוי ונמצא כהן, נתין ונמצא ממזר, ממזר ונמצא נתין, בן עיר, נמצא בן כרך ונמצא בן עיר. על מנת שביתי קרוב למרחץ, ונמצא רחוק, רחוק ונמצא קרוב. על מנת שיש לי בת או שפחה מגודלת, ואין לו, על מנת שאין לו ויש לו. אמנת שאין לו בנים ויש לו, אמנת שיש לו ואין לו, ובכולם אף על פי שאמרה, I didn't care, and בלבי היה להתקדש לו אף על פי כן, אין המקודשת, וכן היא שהיא טעתו. ההוא גב נזב ונכסת את המסיק לארץ ישראל, בין נזב ולא אמר ולא מידי. אמר רבא, look man, it's דברים שבלב, דברים שבלב אין המדברים. מנהל אלו רבא, No, that doesn't prove it, because Dilma Shaniyatam Nanansar in Echle Bekapara. Okay, but what about the Seifa? No, because the guy wants to do what's right. Elam Mishum Darmin, and Dvarim Shabbalay Ben and Dvarim. Omalei Abayim, V'dil Meshani Atam Delechumra.